American Authors and Best Day of My Life. Well, it's a good day. Ken and Deb along with you at 810. Carol Skinner from the Flix is here with us, and I have an official Laurel and Hardy.
You
Stan
have
and Ollie bowler.
A bowler hat that she brought for you. Was that a promo for the movie then,
it was.
Right?
It's too bad we're not on TV today, so you can show off
your hat. Well, we have social media, and we'll post photos of that.
Yeah, I already took a picture of myself.
And I know you loved that movie, Stan and Ollie. We still have it, so we have it for another week.
Oh, good, good.
I'm going back tomorrow night, as a matter of fact.
You're going to watch it again?
Oh, that's great. And you know, I was so amazed that they look so much like them that you forget that it's actors.
Well, initially, when I first saw it, and this was, a week ago, I think, went to see it, and you're thrown just for a second and go, okay, that's not exactly Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, but 5 minutes into it, you forget that somebody playing
it's
them.
Not
it's
real.
Them. It becomes them.
John C. Reilly is really great as Oliver Hardy, and I thought that Steve Coogan was really good as Stan,
it was fantastic,
as Stan Laurel, too.
Yeah. So good movie.
It's a little bit like watching a subtitled movie where it takes you a minute and then you're there.
Yeah,
and you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, and this movie's not subtitled, but just as an example of, you know, people that resist going to subtitled movies, it's like when you go to a movie, like I don't like to go to a movie with political figures or musicians that are played by someone that I used to go see because I'm just like, I don't think I can get there.
You're never going to believe it.
And then you're there and you do get there.
Yes,
so
you do.
I think it's kind of great. Like our mind helps us do that.
It does, and especially if you stop by the cafe on your way in and get wine.
Yeah.
Or a beer, and then you're like, are they blurry?
I'm happy.
I see better through glasses, a couple of glasses. There's something else new opening up this weekend that's pretty cool.
So we have the Oscar-nominated shorts, and we do this every year. And I used to do it because I thought, this is the only chance people will ever get to see these live action shorts and the animated shorts.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You used to have no other way to see them.
Right. And so, and like 7 people would come and 12 people would come. And this is years and years ago. And then every year more people have come. And then we finally got, so we had to keep it more than a week. And like the last 2 years, we've had to keep it for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because everyone wants to see them. It's just like, I love that when you hang in there, sometimes it works out.
Those weren't real profitable times, were they?
You know? I've seen one of the animated ones, Bao, and some other people may have seen that too. But and it's a terrific animated film. There's a lot of other great ones in there too, and there's live action ones too.
Yeah.
So they're showing separately, right? You're doing the live action
and then the
animation.
We're alternating the shows, but you buy a ticket to the live or you buy a ticket to the animated, or you can buy a double feature ticket, but it's not just one thing.
Right.
You know, they're both feature length. So,
So
we hung in there and I'm really happy that we did that.
Okay. So those open
today. Today, the live action ones are rated R. So just to be aware, don't
take
your children.
I think George Prentice told us that some were very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heavy would be a good word.
Heavy is a good word. And that's the live action. The animated are PG. So there's one that has, I would say like a 9-year-old would be, 9 and up would be fine. But I would take a 5-year-old probably to those.
Okay.
Because 5-year-olds never go to the flicks and we don't know what to do with them.
Popcorn. Give them popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn works.
because it's the only food that people just throw at their face and hope for the best.
Agreed. That's me.
So it doesn't matter if you're 5 or 30.
And the popcorn has butter on it in the flick, so hey.
So it sticks to your face. It's
right. Well, that's better. Then I don't have to sweep up as much.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've held over Cold War, which is a movie that's nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. It's also nominated for 2 other Academy Awards. George thinks it should win. So
yeah, he does.
Yeah.
We'll see. So he probably talked to you about that. And it's based on a true story. Pavel Pavlovsky is the director, writer, and he based it on the lives of his parents during the Cold War in Poland. So it's really good. I went to the Osher Institute, had a talk afterwards too on Monday, and I really liked the movie a lot. And we still have On the Basis of Sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about RBG. Played by Felicity Jones, and Armie Hammer plays her husband. And people just love this movie. It really has legs. Like I never expected that it would last quite this long, but it's a really good movie about her early career and their relationship. And then Shoplifters, which is also nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. It's in Japanese with English subtitles. Really heartwarming, great story about a family that takes in. They're poor, but she's really poor, and they take her in. It's a pretty heartwarming story.
So showtime's starting at
noon. You can call us for the times, 342-4222. They're also on our website, theflixboise.com, and you can see other stuff that's coming up because we have some other Oscar-nominated films, and the Oscars are coming up really soon, and some of them are right on top of when the Oscars are, so you won't want to miss those. You'll have to hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what to root for.
That's true.
And you can follow us on Facebook, too.
All right.
If you would like tickets, Carol has tickets to give away. We'll give those to caller number 5 right now at 287-2949.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Audi.